Welcome back to this week's episode of Sex and the Sydney podcast. I am your host, the love of your life, Sydney Page, and I'm so happy to finally be back. I know this episode is a few days delayed. I've just been honestly struggling. I had some bizarre technical difficulties, a horrendous time getting an appointment at the Apple store, and just like a million and one other things that were just going wrong. So I'm so glad that you guys waited and were so patient. I got so many DMs being like, I was looking forward to listening to this today, and I felt so badly. So I hope that this episode makes up for it, because this is a highly requested topic. And I'm really glad to just be here with you guys and be back, and it feels so good to be recording. I feel like I'm at my like weekly FaceTime call with my friends to like catch them up. Like, my best friend lives in Dallas, and her and I don't talk like every day. We talk like once or twice a week, and we do like these like big weekly catch-ups, and we just like ramble for like a couple hours, and it's so nice. And this kind of gives me the same feeling. So I really like how comfortable I'm getting with you guys, and I cannot wait to catch you guys up on everything. Once again, I am your host, Sydney Page, and you can find me at Sex and the Sydney, and that's my TikTok username, that's my Instagram username, and if you want to follow my like personal Instagram, it's at Sydney_Page, and for any products I'll be mentioning, I don't really think I'll be mentioning anything crazy. It's on www.sexandthesydney.com. I just will sometimes recommend products that I really like. As you guys know, I've had so many of you tell me that you've purchased stuff already and that it's been working amazing for you. So I'm just glad that you guys have been liking my recommendations. I earn $0 from anything I recommend. So just know that this is stuff I tell my friends, and you guys are my friends, and I want to share the wealth and keep recommending really good stuff to you, because I remember when I was first getting into like sex toys and lube and lingerie and everything, like, it's super overwhelming, and you don't always know who to talk to about this. So I'm glad that you guys can come talk to me like a big sister, learn about yourselves. We're all comfortable here, and it's great. Anytime I've posted like a what do you guys want to hear, or like a Q&A or anything, I get the same few responses over and over. Can you do an episode on positions? Can you do an episode on riding? Can you do an episode on what it's like to be on top? Okay, bitches, of course I can. I may not have like the most experience on top. However, this happens to be a lot of my friends' favorite positions. So we're going to be getting advice from like lots of like ladies who know what they're doing and have been in this business for a while. I think that learning about like what position is right for you is so important. Everyone's anatomy is different. Like, your anatomy is different, and every guy's like anatomy is different. Like, the position can also be determined by the way the guy's dick is curved. Work with it and not against it. That is so important. I'm going to also be telling you the best positions to orgasm in, the best positions that are like good for when you're on your period, or if you have cramps, or if you're losing your virginity. We're going to cover everything in today's episode, and I'm going to teach you how to be confident in bed in this episode. This is just like a really good girl talk. I've been having so much sex talk that I need to get out of my system, and we're going to be doing it now. Now, many of you guys also want to know like how to be confident in bed. And for me, confidence does not come from my appearance or what I look like. I have hooked up with guys after not shaving any part of my body for like 3 weeks. Like, and I don't mean like I get like a little hair. I mean like fully like dark patches on my legs. Okay, like full bush. Okay, like, to be fully honest with you guys, and there's nothing bad about that. There's no amount of body hair that's right or wrong, but I'm just saying that's not like my most confident self, or even like most pleasant, enjoyable self for me personally. But when I want to feel good in bed, I like having like a good scent. So good perfume is important for me. I did splurge a little and get some Baccarat Rouge 540. It is very pricey. There is a kind of like not knockoff version, but like an impression version. Like, it's from like Oil Perfumery, and it's really close. I really recommend it. They're both awesome, but that's a scent I really like. Every guy I've dated really enjoys on me, and men in general enjoy. It's not about pleasing men. I just mean like my partners have enjoyed it, because my partners have been men. But I really like that. Lingerie is really great. It's not for like the other person. Like there are times like I literally just wear like lingerie to the grocery store under my clothing for myself, like, and no one else, and no one knows about it. Like I totally understand gaze theory and how like you may not, like you can never escape like the sexual gaze of the opposite gender, but no one knows I'm doing that. And I'm sure that's some fuck guy's fantasy out there, but I can't help it. But it makes me feel sexy and it makes me feel good. So I like lingerie. I like smelling good. And I like being with a partner who makes me feel good. Like I like being with a partner who's verbally expressive to me, like that they're into me and that they're into what we're doing. That's so important. And like, if you need that from your partner, like you can communicate that. Like you could be like, tell me how much you want me. Like make them say it, like be like, tell me how much you want me. Like tell me how badly you want me right now. And it is a game changer when you're like talking like that. Like it's a good dirty talk. It's a good segue. But I also just like having my appearance in the way that I'm comfortable with. If you're comfortable in a big t-shirt, wear your big fucking t-shirt. If you're comfortable not washing your hair for 5 days, don't wash your hair for 5 days. Like there is no certain way to do that. As long as you are cleanly, like I promise you, your vagina is not weird. Your vagina does not taste weird. Your vagina does not smell weird. A vagina is a vagina. My last episode, I fully detailed like good supplements I take and things I do to have like a pristine vagine, but like there's no one right way. And like, as long as you're hygienic and taking the right like steps hygiene wise, like you're fine. Like you're incredible. And I personally like moaning. Moaning helps me get really into it. Kissing and moaning and like eye contact, I would say, are my three things that make me feel the most confident when I'm in bed and in my body. And to get more confident in my body, I've mentioned this before, walk around naked and do more naked. I'm telling you, doing more when you're naked is the most amazing thing ever. Start to do more when you're naked. It'll be a complete game changer for you. I say game changer all the time, like what the fuck, but walking around naked and sleeping naked and getting more comfortable in your body while you're naked makes being naked like way less of a weight on your shoulders when you're hooking up with someone. Because if like the only time you're naked is when you're in the shower, when you're having sex, like you're gonna feel weird in your own skin. So get comfortable like seeing yourself naked more, and I promise you it'll like change the way that you feel about nudity. Making nudity a more neutral subject has been amazing for both my mental health, my eating disorder, and my sex life. Firstly, there are so many positions and there are so many different ways that you can call them or kind of like describe them. So I'm going to use the names that I know. Maybe you have different names for these positions. There's a couple that I'm thinking of that I do not know the names of, but I promise you I will describe them in full depth. And if you don't understand something, message me on my website. I will get back to you and we can figure out how to like find the best terms. But we're going to be covering being on top first. Now, I don't want to scare you, but this is important to know. The most commonly used position that people will accidentally literally break a dick in is reverse cowgirl. Now, I also don't know that many girls that enjoy reverse cowgirl. Most girls don't want to look at a guy's feet while they are fucking and be doing like the work of being on top. Like it can feel kind of awkward. It's not something that I personally enjoy. If you enjoy it, all the power to you. But if you're a newbie, just be careful because it's a really easy position for like their dick to come out of you. It doesn't mean that you need to be like timid or freak out, but just beware. I would recommend if it's like your first time on top, starting off with cowgirl. That means you're on top, they're on the bottom, like lying starfish on the bed. Now what I would do if I were you, I personally think there's like a lot of different ways that people do this. You know, in porn, sometimes people are on like the balls of their feet riding. Sometimes they're on their knees, like their shins. Sometimes they're just like flat footed and like, you know, kind of like squatting. I personally think that it's the most comfortable to do this. Firstly, in bed, you can do this in a car too. And I also think it's easiest when you're like on your shins slash like your knees. And you're riding from your hips and not from like your like legs, like you're like using your hips. So what I would do if I were you and you're on top, and this makes me feel super sexy and everything, but you put your hands like right on their chest and like push down and like lean towards them. So your body's kind of like angled against theirs and you ride from your hips. So you're gonna kind of arch your back and move your butt down. Like you're gonna move, like lean forward
and like sit back down, like lean forward and sit back down. So if you want to practice this, it's going to sound weird. Go to like your couch or like your chair and sit with like both of your feet flat on the ground and like your butt kind of like on the edge, and like lean so you're kind of falling off, and then like push back down with like your butt. And like that's a good thing. It's like tucking your tailbone in. That's how I think of riding, is like tucking your tailbone in over and over from your hips. I prefer it to using my feet. I don't really like being on my feet when I'm having sex. It's just my personal preference, but you're gonna wanna like lean up and then curve your tailbone under, like over and over. I find that actually feels the best too, because it's more of like a grinding motion. A lot of women don't know this, but sex for women a lot of the time, or sorry, that was not super inclusive. Sex for anyone like with a vagina feels better a lot of the time when it's like a grinding motion versus like this like pounding in and out. And that's why like a lot of quick, fast sex may not feel the best, because it's so in and out and you're not like hitting the right spots, but grinding feels good. So that's why if you're like doing the motion of tucking your tailbone in when you're riding, it can really help, and do it from your knees. And it's much more comfortable this way as well. And like you can put pressure on your hands too when you're like leaning and rocking. Like don't always think of it as like riding. Like a lot of the stuff that guys talk about in porn doesn't feel good really for either party, and it's totally fake. So figure out what feels good for you, and there's no right pace. And what's also good when you're on your knees too is sometimes you can lean forward and put their hands on your ass and have them fuck you from under, which feels really good. And like it's not them like putting in like all the work, like it's just nice to like have like a switch up. So like times when like you're really riding when you're on top, and then other times where they're fucking you from under, and it's a really good angle, and like really like lean into it. So when you're doing cowgirl, just know hands on their chest and tuck your tailbone in and go from your knees, and it'll feel so good. You don't need to go super fast. Remember, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon, okay? Now, if you are going to be that super adventurous bitch and try reverse cowgirl, I'm not saying don't try, I'm just saying it might not feel like the best. It's more of like a visual thing in terms of like, in, for guys, from what I know, it's like more for them versus like your actual pleasure. But you just do the same thing, like reverse it, put your hands like in between their legs this time because you're not facing them, and do that same like rocking tailbone motion. And it feels like really good when you're doing it. Like it's like a nice grind. You'll have a better chance of hitting your G spot and your A spot, which are two different things. So I would try that hip rocking motion first. But like, let's say you really want to like try to be fucking dirty, okay? And you're going to go on your toes and you're gonna ride, okay? It can be a little intimidating because you're kind of like flashing your vag in their face, but like a guy doesn't want that. So what you're gonna do is like, we're working under the assumption that they're laying down flat, that their, you know, ankles are spread. What you're gonna do is I would like to put my hands kind of like behind my back and squat down so I'm on my toes, and then bounce from my toes. You're gonna want some like Megan the Stallion knees for this shit. Like you're gonna want to like be bouncing from like your hips like down, and this is also really hard to do unless they have a big girl dick. Like it's not easy to do if like you can't really do this with a dude that has like a micro penis, because it literally just will not fit. But it helps if you like lean back while you're riding, like you're putting your pressure on your hands and then just kind of like bouncing from your hips. I just think the knees position is more comfortable, but feel free to try like that squatting and riding thing. Like really just fuck around with it and see what feels good for you. You know, like I said, everyone's body is different. And when you're on top, things that I do that make me feel sexy is I like to like kind of womanize the man a little bit. So I like to like do things that make them feel like a little bit more feminine. Like I lean down and like kiss their neck and like kiss their ear, and you like flip your hair. And like I think heavy breathing is attractive. Like that's just like a me thing. So like you can be really into it and be like, and like keep going. Like really just like lean into it. Like most guys or people that you're doing this activity with are gonna think it's sexy if you are having sex with them and you are on top. Like they're not pointing out like all of your flaws, and we all have our own insecurities in bed, but there's no reason that like you shouldn't feel confident. Like they want to be in bed with you, and like they want what you're doing, so feel good while doing it. Like just fucking send it. Now I have a friend, and I cannot say her name,
But let's be honest, queefing during sex is super normal. It happens all the time. It's just air being pushed when your body is contorting into all these different positions and you're turned on. Like, the more turned on you are, the more likely you are to, like, queef. Like, it's just normal. Like, it can happen when you're being fingered. It can happen, like, pretty much when you're doing nothing. And it shouldn't be, like, painful or anything. But, like, just know that it happens. Like, it, like, I've had it happen so many times, and I remember being so embarrassed, and then I was like, wait, like, why the fuck do I care? Like, this literally just means that my body is being, like, turned on. Like, whatever. It happens from penetration super easily. Like, I just own it now. Like, I remember thinking it was, like, so taboo, and, like, it's a funny word, so, like, I get that, but, like, it's just completely normal. Like, guys have done worse in bed with me than that, so, like, I don't really care. But I have a friend, so she's fucking amazing and she's crazy and I just adore her, but she told me this trick, because I feel like a lot of us queef, like, the most during doggy style, or, like, when they hit it from behind, because it has to do with, like, the way that, like, your body is turned. So the key is go on all fours, but, like, don't lean your chest down on the mattress or, like, the ground until, like, their dick is inside of you. And when, like, their dick is fully in you, then you can lean down, but there's, like, a less likely chance of, like, air to get in your vagina that way. Like, I'm not kidding. It is a total game changer. So, like I said, start on all fours, you know, sitting up still, and then once their dick is inside of you, then you can, like, lean down, like, face down, ass up, baby, full send that bitch. It is a game changer. And you should try it, but there's nothing wrong with queefing. There are just times when I don't want to, like, hear it a lot during doggy or something. So it works. It really, really, really works. And I think that you should all try it. And, yeah, it's great. But my personal favorite thing for doggy is I like my body being lowered to the ground. And actually, I recommend doing this stretch, not even for, like, the guy. Like, it has nothing to do with what you look like while you're doing doggy or, like, this, like, fetishized image or anything. It's more comfortable when you learn to open up your pelvic floor. So I recommend doing this pose for 2 minutes every single day. It sounds like a lot of work. It's not. It's this yoga pose called frog. And what you're going to do is, like, pretty much just put your hands, like, down, like, in, like, child's pose, like, style, like, arms out in front of you on the ground. And then you're just going to, like, spread your legs and, like, try to, like, lie, like, flat on your stomach with, like, your, like, legs spread and your knees bent. It's just called frog pose. If I'm not describing it well enough, just search frog pose. And doing this, like, for a couple minutes every day will, like, help strengthen your pelvic floor. Number one, it makes you more flexible, and it'll eventually make, like, doggy more comfortable, because the lower you are to the ground while you're in doggy, the more comfortable it is for me, because it gives them, like, better access. The more, like, the more your legs are spread, it gives them better access to go deeper, which who doesn't like deeper? So that's what you're gonna do. And arching your back during doggy too can help. And the way that I like to do that is I push from my hands and push, like, the front of my back to arch up, and that really helps a lot. And doggy is kind of nice sometimes, but it can be really painful if you're first starting to have sex. I said this before, if you are a virgin going to have sex for the first time, I don't recommend doing doggy. Getting hit from behind, firstly, you have, like, less control of, like, the pace that they're going at and, like, the force that they're using, because you're not facing one another and they can't even, like, see your face, like, to tell if you're in pain or something. Obviously, you should verbally express that, but a lot of the time you may not even, like, be able to. It's kind of, like, a nuanced thing. So I would recommend not starting with doggy when you're first having sex. I know it's really tempting. I know it's super popular, and, like, a lot of guys like it, and you may feel, like, pressured. Never feel pressured to, like, do a certain position you're not comfortable in. Doggy is really nice once your body has, like, become used to the feeling of penetration, but, like, don't rush it. Now, I'm going to be telling you guys my personal favorite position, or no, second favorite position. It depends on my mood. I've recommended this position to everyone. If you have a hard time finishing, I've recommended this because it really helps. All you're going to need is a pillow. This takes zero flexibility on your end, zero effort. The guy's doing the work here, and I'll tell you the best way to, like, position their body. I do not know the name of it. If someone knows the name of this, please let me know, because I really don't, and it's really bothering me that I don't know. But what I recommend doing is, what you're going to want to get is a pillow, and you're going to lie, like, on your stomach on the pillow, and the pillow is gonna go like pretty much right under like your belly button. Is where like the top of the pillow is. Like, put it horizontally, and then like it lands wherever, so it kind of props your hips up. Like, the idea is like positioning your hips a little bit further up. And then we're gonna do is just like lay flat down, face down. You know, you can like arch your up on like your hands a little bit, but it's, you really don't have to. Like, it adds no pleasure in my experience. And you're gonna cross your ankles over one another. Like, keep your legs straight out behind you and cross your ankles, hips up on the pillow. And if the guy's like flexible and, you know, athletic, like, they can like squat on top of you to fuck you, or they can like fully like lay their body on top of you. It's kind of like an alternative to like doggy, kind of like less effort, less queefing, and it feels so good. Like, at least like with like my personal anatomy, it hits all of the right spots. What I like about it is the positioning of the pillow and the angle at which like you have to get fucked at. A lot of the time, like, it causes their dick to like grind against like the parts that actually feel good. So like your G spot, your A spot. Like, this is a really good position if you want to try to have like a cervical orgasm, which is like an entirely different type of orgasm. Always be careful, always like go slow, but this feels really, really good. Like, it can be fun. Like, they can reach around and like choke you and like pull your like head up. Like, a lot of times, like, they'll like kiss down your neck. It's like really great. I just think it's an awesome position. It's like a minimal effort. It's easy to be comfortable because you're just laying there, and it feels like so, so good. Obviously, like I said, with doggy too, I wouldn't start with this if you've never had sex before, because anything from the back, like with like the way like a lot of times like your hymen may be, and like loosening that up and getting comfortable with penetration, you know, you don't always want to start with getting hit from behind. Do it if you're really adventurous, but just, you know, if something is too painful, like, you don't need to be able to do it right away. There's no rush. Like, you never have to be able to do anything. Like, do what feels good. Don't like do something to only please your partner, or like don't suck it up so like you don't feel awkward. Like, it's never awkward to ask to change positions, but if this one works for you, I find it to be really comfortable, really enjoyable, and just all around 10 out of 10. I don't know the name of it though. Now, I know that this position gets knocked as boring a lot, but I'm going to tell you this right now. Missionary is the best fucking sex that you will ever have. I'm sorry. I cannot argue with the fact that missionary is number one. Now, I know I said a minute ago, I was like, oh, that other position is my favorite. And then I was like, I backtracked because I kind of forgot about missionary. I think that missionary is best for everything. I think missionary is best for kissing. I think missionary is just like wonderful. I think it's so intimate. I think it's the most loving position. I think it's so, if we want to get like spiritual, something about it, like the way that like your bodies just like fit together, it just has to be something like spiritual. Like, I think that it's kind of like how we're almost like meant to have sex. And that's why it like kind of works so well naturally. And like, it doesn't take a lot of like extra effort. Like, it's just such a natural progression of like, it's easy to kiss. And like, I just think it's so loving. And I will say this 100 times over, the best position to lose your virginity in is missionary. It is just incredible having missionary sex with someone that you love. And I know a lot of people that feel this way. It's not always like the hottest sex, but if it's with someone that you care about, I promise you, like, it'll be amazing fucking sex. My key tip, pro tip, obviously, besides wearing socks, like I always tell you guys, you're going to want to take that pillow that we used in the other position. You're going to want to put it up on your hips. You're going to want to take your feet so that the like the palms of your feet are facing the ceiling. So like your like legs are fully like up and your feet are tilted up. And then you're going to want them to get on top of you. Now, what do you do when they're on top of you? My personal favorite thing. I like to grab guys' asses when they're fucking me. Now, I know what you're saying. Sydney, you did not do that. You did not grab a guy's ass with your full hands and pull them closer to you while they are fucking you in missionary. Yes, I did. And I will do it again. And I will always do it. I've never had a protest about it. It's so hot, like pulling them like into you, like that. It's like amazing. And once your like legs are also like up, I like to like hook my ankles around their back, like normally, because of the fact that your hips are tilted so high, you're not wrapping them around like their like lower back. It'll be around like more like their mid to upper back. Now, if we're also doing missionary, like with your like, they're not on top of you, like kissing you, but they're still fucking you from like missionary, and put your legs on their shoulders. It doesn't take as much flexibility as you think. And I have a friend, my Dallas friend, homegirl, taught me this. Every guy goes fucking nuts. She like puts her ankles around their neck and she like lightly chokes them like with her ankles, like with her legs, like while they're in missionary, and they all go crazy. Like it's like super hot, like it's super easy. But like missionary is just like by far the best. I like kissing during missionary. I like sitting up, like pulling them closer to you. Like you can move your hips up also, like while they're fucking you, like fuck them back. Like you don't need to sit there and be like, no, lift your hips up, like go into it. Like let your body like feel what, like your body will move the way it's supposed to. The end of the day, sex is written into our DNA. Like your body is going to find a way to make it feel good, but like let yourself go into those impulses. Like I know it like sounds super weird, but like move into it, like lift your hips up, like grind, like kiss, like moan, like let yourself fucking feel it. And I recommend the best key pointer if like you're telling a guy, besides the normal faster, slower, what you're going to want to do, that like have them do, is instead of fucking like in and out, this is the third time I've said this episode, have them focus on grinding, like move slowly. Like instead of like pounding so it's like straight in and out, have them kind of like fuck from their hips and not from the rest of their body. Like they should be like lifting their hips and moving their hips, like flexing their hips in and out to fuck you, not like moving their whole body, like with their, like moving you with their hands to fuck you, because that grinding motion is going to be like what gets you. I'll also say that missionary is the other position where you're most likely to have a cervical orgasm. They can be like a little painful. They can be emotional. They can be overwhelming. A lot of people think that they're like this like spiritual experience. They're great. And I also really just like missionary for like everything. It's like good because then they can stop and like go down and like eat you out, you know, keep it like fun, keep it fresh. I don't know. I really like it. And I recommend missionary to everyone. It's so good because you can like control the pace. Now, remember what I said last time? In our other episode, faster means like you want the pace of the strokes to be faster, and harder means like you want the strength of like how hard they're like going into you. So like someone can be fucking you like fast and soft, or fast and hard, or slow and soft and slow and hard, like where it's like really strong strokes but they could be super slow. Now personally, slow and hard is my favorite. I find like it feels the best. Like it actually lets like your body kind of adjust to what's going on. But like everyone has their own thing, so test out for yourselves. Now that's like my best help with positions. Spooning can feel good too when you're both like laying on your side and like you like hike your top leg up. They'll normally like hold it with their hand and they'll like fuck you from the side. It's really good if like you want to have sex and then fall like right asleep. I mean, pee after so you don't get a UTI. But that's really like my main basis for positions. Like find out what feels good for you. Like there's like no right name for anything. Like do what feels good. Like I said, I'll always recommend missionary if you're losing your virginity or being on top, because you can control like the pace a bit more and like the speed and the strength and everything. But it can be really intimidating because your first time can be painful and like you may want someone else to have like that control, but only if you trust them enough to not be selfish about their own pleasure and rush something that like your body isn't ready for. Because like sex may take like a few times before like you can fully have sex, and there's no rush and like there's nothing like that. Like please know that there's no obligation to have sex like super easily or anything like that. There's so many things. Like there's like vaginismus where like your body can literally close up. It's like a medical condition. Please don't be like self-diagnosing, but like knowing this stuff can really help. Where it feels like a wall, like this can happen after trauma, this can happen with like religious trauma, but it's literally like a wall. Like nothing that you could do could like get something inside of you, whether it's a tampon, a finger, like penetration can have like subconscious anxiety. So just know like there's no obligation to have any type of sex ever, but educating yourself on like what can feel good and knowing these things can make you feel so much more confident when you go into the bedroom. I've also had a lot of you asking me like my personal birth control method, kind of about like condoms, birth control, spitting, swallowing. Now, let me say this. I am a swallower. I just prefer to do it. A lot of times guys have been assholes to me and not even give me a warning when they're about to come. So it wasn't always a choice, but When I really like someone, like, I just think it's hot, but, like, there's never, never any reason that you have to. No one that you date should ever make you feel like that. No one that you hook up but should make you feel like there's, like, this obligation. So there's no right answer to spitting or swallowing. I personally do it, although there have been times that I have not. There have been many times that I have not. But there's never any obligation. I'm personally on the birth control pill. Now, I've had a varied experience with birth control. Birth control does make my boobs bigger, but I also have been on birth controls that make me, quite frankly, suicidal and depressed. And I am not saying that those two things are, like, to be taken lightly in any way. It's very important to, like, talk with, like, your healthcare provider yourself. There are Teladoc services that will get you birth control, like GoodRx. You can get it through wisp.com, stuff like that. So just know that there are services online where you could pay out of pocket if, like, you are... Listen, I'm not condoning doing medical things behind your parents' back, but if you are being sexually active, I'd rather you be educated and responsible versus necessarily following everything your parents want for you. So please know that there are ways that you can get very affordable birth control, like at Planned Parenthood or wherever else. I don't need opinions on Planned Parenthood. That's not what this is about. I'm trying to help you guys get access to protection, like condoms. There's latex and non-latex condoms if you're allergic to them. A lot of people I know, including myself, condoms are not always used, and it's important to have safe sex. It's important to get tested regularly. Like, I think that you should get tested pretty much every time you have unprotected sex. You don't have to. It's not a requirement, but you should. It's the responsible thing to do, and a lot of clinics will do it for free. Most of the time, it's covered by your insurance if you do have health insurance, but I would say get tested regularly. Condoms are good. They're not always used. We all have our mess ups. We can be drunk sometimes. We cannot be thinking, but condoms are good. They're not entirely effective. No birth control besides abstinence is 100% effective. I do like the birth control pill though. Just make sure that you don't leave your packets out in the sun, because high temperatures can actually render your birth control useless. They actually, like, pretty much, like, null and void your birth control. So don't leave it out in the hot sun. Don't leave it, like, in your hot car or your backpack or anything, even for, like, a little bit, like, because it can literally take away the effectiveness of your birth control. IUDs are great. There's copper, which are non-hormonal, and then you have hormonal IUDs. You can get, like, the NuvaRing. Like, there's so many different types of birth control. It's all what's good for you. I like the birth control pill because I can skip my period on it. Now, I know some people can do that with IUDs as well. I'm not super familiar with them because I don't use them, but I would recommend doing that. Like, Plan B is always good. Don't use it super regularly because it's just simply expensive. I mean, you can get it for Costco, even without a Costco card, for $15. But, you know, you don't want to be taking that all the time because it can make you feel like shit. I'm not saying there's, like, these adverse effects. I'm just saying you can be super nauseous sometimes after taking it. But it's just important to be responsible. Just use a method that's, like, works for you. Never feel obligated to, like, let a guy come somewhere, by the way. Like, personally, I know it's hot. I know it feels good when they come inside of you. I get it. But make sure that if you're doing that with someone, that it's someone that is, you know, clean, sexually speaking, and, somewhat, like, that you're also being equally responsible with, like, birth control. Like, birth control is not a gendered issue in terms of it being, like, your job or, like, the guy that you're sleeping with's job. It's, like, the responsibility of both of you to be, like, taking initiative to making sure that you're having safe sex, and whatever that may mean for you, birth control is a super, really, is, like, a super great method. So pills, IUDs, whatever it is, make sure that you're, like, finding out what's best for you. Like, there's side effects to everything. There's pros and cons to everything. I personally like the birth control pill. I skip my period on it. It's great. This one has not given me any side effects. I've had no bad skin. It's made my boobs bigger. I haven't gained any weight, and I'm really enjoying it right now. But just know that, like, birth control methods are not as scary as, like, they, like, seem. Just be responsible with whatever it is that you're doing, making sure that you're educating yourself. There's so many, like, online resources, but I thought I would give you guys a quick little rundown while I had the chance. And I'm gonna give you guys my little FYI that I give you every time, and I don't want you to skip through this. Only engage in these activities with people that respect you. Respect and care about your pleasure as much as you care about theirs. That is so important. Do not be fucking people because you feel like it'll make them like you or this or that. I've been there. I've done that. I felt that pressure.
fuck it. We are changing this. We're changing this for our fellow women. We're changing this for our fellow people. We are no longer going to be like under these confinements of like feeling like we have to have sex like all the time or with anyone. Like, fuck this hookup culture that we push in ourselves, and let's start to have good fucking sex with people we want to have good fucking sex with. Like, whether you want to sleep with 50 people, 5 people, or your fucking vibrator, it's time that we center ourselves and figuring out how to make sex better for people with vaginas. Like, it is so important, and I'm so fed up with the fact that we have all of these shows and YouTube channels and TikTokers and everyone that's like, well, you're just a hole. Like, that's not helping women in any way. What's helping women is educating them on what's like a normal sexual experience, how to enjoy sexual experience, being educated on sexual experience. Education is what saves in every form of the thing. You want to hear what I think is phenomenal and makes me feel so fucking badass as a woman? Like, this is not exclusionary to anyone. I just think that this was a specific statistic. So they actually did this study to find the one way to get people out of poverty, like, consistently and like in high numbers, and it's educating women, because women will make sure that their children are educated and their children are taken care for at higher rates when they themselves have been educated. Like, by us educating each other and sharing our experiences, we are doing so much change. And it sounds so cheesy because you're like, you're a fucking sex and dating podcast, Sydney. Like, who do you think you are? I don't know, but I know from thousands of you that have messaged me that I'm doing something good and talking about this. And I don't care if you're telling your friends to listen to my podcast. I don't care if you're just telling them things you've heard, but share your stories. Like, speak the fuck up, because it is time, like, that we're going to start doing better things. Because for the first time in my life, I've been treated with respect from the men that I've been seeing. And let me tell you, it is unnerving when you've never felt this before. And it is the most incredible feeling in the world to be feeling like to feel respect and to feel like wanted for more than like your sexual power. So like, let's get out there and like really change this. Like, I'm so empowered right now. I'm feeling so good. I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in, and I will be back this upcoming Wednesday. We will not be having another late episode. We've gotten our shit together, ladies. It is time that we're taking back sex. We're reclaiming sex. We're doing it for ourselves. We're doing it for anyone in the future. We're making sex better for men. We're making sex better for women. We're making sex better for everyone. And like, it starts small, but I'm telling you, learn these tips, educate yourself, and your world will change overnight. Thank you so much. I love you guys. Please send this to your friends. Please check me out on social media for like exclusive stuff that I post on Insta and TikTok and keeping up with my life, because I want to get to know you, and I feel like most of you want to get to know me as well. I love you all, and thank you for being here. You've completely changed the trajectory of my life, and I can never express the gratitude that I feel for that.